From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. This is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia promotes ASEAN consider bringing in wheat for Russia. Biden in Hawaii visit pledges to support wildfire recovery. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in details. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan has proposed that Southeast Asian countries consider bringing in wheat from Russia via China or India to make import easier. Minister Zulkifli, after the ASEAN Economic Ministers' Consultative meeting with Russia on Monday, pointed out that the meeting was held as a part of the 55th ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting and related meetings, which are being held from August 17 until 22, 2023 in Semarang, Central Java. The minister, who is also serving as the chair of ASEAN Economic Ministers in 2023, said that importing wheat from Russia through India and China would be easier because ASEAN doesn't have logistical distribution obstacles to the two countries. Indonesia, as the chair of ASEAN this year, will raise the issue of financial support for food security at the second ASEAN Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting, or AFMGM, scheduled to take place in Jakarta from August 22 to 28, 2023. This was conveyed by Yogi Rahbayati, head of the Regional and Bilateral Policy Center of the Finance Ministry in Jakarta on Monday. She further mentioned that the issue of food security was previously discussed during the joint forum on food security in Yogyakarta on 17 July. The forum was one of a series of AFMGM activities at the working group level. The Indonesia Spice Up the World ISUTW program is being implemented to promote national cuisine, spices, and seasoning products. It was said by Director General of Public Information and Communication at the Ministry of Communication and Information, Usman Gansong, on Monday. He further said that the program initiated by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy aims to boost tourism and support micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, or MSMEs. According to Kansong in Tarakan, North Kalimantan, that because culinary products are also produced by MSMEs, they will benefit from this program. He further explained that ISUTW will showcase the diversity of Indonesian cuisine. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, is currently preparing a strategy for the development of nuclear power plants in Indonesia. According to Deputy for Development Policy at BRIN, Imego Pinandito on Monday, one that can also provide a very stable support of electricity, which can then have a fairly long life, is nuclear energy. He also noted the government has discussed nuclear technology as one of the sources of the new and renewable energy. According to him, currently his side is preparing all the necessary things such as human resources, technological capabilities, and zoning for nuclear energy development. Let's turn to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday promised survivors of Hawaii's wildfires to help rebuild nearly 2 weeks after the fires killed at least 114 people and destroyed thousands of homes and wiped out much of the historic town of Lahaina. As reported by VOA.com, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the Hawaiian island Maui, where they met with officials, including Governor Josh Green, and thanked first responders for their work following the deadly fires. Sarah Al-Sayed, Deputy Minister for Public Diplomacy at the Saudi Ministry of Foreign Affairs, received the non-resident ambassador of Paraguay to the kingdom, Jose Avila, on Monday in Riyadh, and as reported by AntaraNews.com, during their meeting, the two sides reviewed bilateral relations and discussed the latest regional and international developments in various fields. They also discussed a number of fields by common interest to the two countries. The ambassador was also received by Abdurrahman Al-Rasi, Saudi Deputy Minister for International Multilateral Affairs. President of Vietnam Vo Vang Thuong on Monday hosted a welcome ceremony for Kazakh President Kasim Jomart Tokayev, who is also on a third day official visit to Vietnam. As reported by VOVworld.vn, after inspecting the Guard of Honor, the two presidents held talks during which President Thuong said Vietnam always treasures the traditional friendship with Kazakhstan and considers the country its leading partner in Central Vietnam Eurasia Economic Union, with the agreement to facilitate trade between the two sides. He asked Kazakhstan to support negotiations on upgrading the Vietnam Eurasia Economic Union or Free Trade Agreement to facilitate trade between the two sides. President Tokayev said Kazakhstan attaches great importance to bilateral ties and sees Vietnam as one of its partners in the Asia-Pacific Global. Well, listener, that was a newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is today's commentary on the 17th AMMTC meeting. I'm Dalat Pane. The 17th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting on Transnational Crime, MMTC, took place in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, NTT, from 19 to 23 August 2023. The meeting is attended by 10 high-ranking stakeholders responsible for security and order in ASEAN member countries. The meeting discussed issues related to order and security of member countries that share borders with each other, with an emphasis on the crime of trafficking in person, TPPO, terrorism, money laundering, and illicit narcotics trade. In addition to the 10 ASEAN ministers and police chiefs, other delegations attended are from three ASEAN dialogue partners, China, Japan, and South Korea, Timor-Leste, and the Secretary General of ASEAN, with a total of 275 participants present. In uploading a video at the opening of Monday's event in Labuan Bajo, President Joko Widodo said that amid uncertain global dynamics, ASEAN must always be ready to face all challenges, including eradicating transnational crime, which is a serious threat to regional security and stability. He also remarked that technological advances have made transnational crime develop massively, complexly, and innovatively. Therefore, problem handlers must be more adaptive, persuasive, and comprehensive. Meanwhile, Chief of the National Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, in his opening remarks, hoped that the 2023 AMMTC annual meeting could become a reference or platform for ASEAN countries to assess the progress and collaboration of each country in overcoming challenges. In addition, the meeting can be a basis for developing practical, effective strategies and appropriate directions for future actions and situations. Meanwhile, the Indonesian delegation pursued for several drafts of the Labuan Bajo Declaration, which was proposed by the National Police for overcoming a number of transnational crimes to be agreed upon by the participants attending the AMMTC meeting. It is hoped that ASEAN member countries at the meeting can formulate a collaborative agenda that is responsive and contains strategic and effective actions so that they can maintain a safe, peaceful, influence-free and prosperous ASEAN region in accordance with the initial mission of establishing ASEAN in 1967. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia,
We begin today in history with the event on August 22, 1945, when People's Security Agency was established. The People's Security Agency was the first armed force to be established after Indonesia's independence. The agency was formed by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence on August 19, 1945. Members of the agency at that time were Indonesian youth who had previously received military education as Heiho soldiers, defenders of the homeland Petak Nil, and others. The appointed commander of the People's Security Agency was Aruji Kartawinata through the presidential decree dated October 5, 1945. The agency was the forerunner of the current Indonesian National Army. We move to the event on August 22 in 2016 when Pulkovo Airlines Flight 612 crashed. Pulkovo Airlines Flight 612 crashed on August 22, 2016. The plane was scheduled to fly from Anapa to St. Petersburg. It crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border. All 160 passengers and 10 crew on board were killed. Apart from Russia and Ukraine, passengers from the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Finland were also recorded. We end today in history with the event on August 22nd about International Day to commemorate victims of violence based on religion or faith. The United Nations General Assembly in 2019 designated 22nd of August as an International Day to commemorate victims of acts of violence based on religions or belief. This commemoration aims to raise awareness about religious intolerance and violence and discrimination against anyone based on their religion or belief. The commemoration is also hoped that this will raise awareness of the importance of international commitment to justice for survivors and victims of religious-based violence.
Sampai jumpa bersama-sama berjanda lagi. Kenangan manis.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on President Joko Widodo encourages formation of preferential trade agreement with Kenya. During a bilateral meeting between Indonesia and Kenya on Monday, discussions focus on various areas of cooperation between the two countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo mentioned the promotion of preferential trade agreements in Kenya as one important aspect. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id page, President Joko Widodo, in a joint press conference after the bilateral meeting with the President of the Republic of Kenya, William Ruto, at the State House, Nairobi, Republic of Kenya on Monday, explained that Indonesia can be Kenya's entry point to Southeast Asian countries or ASEAN. And Kenya can be Indonesia's entry point to Sub-Saharan Africa. Therefore, President Joko Widodo pushed for the formation of a preferential trade agreement immediately. Besides that, this initiative arises from the increase in trade between the two countries every year. The Indonesian president emphasized that the value of trade between the two countries reached around $507 million in 2022, and this must be expanded by exploring various other opportunities. Meanwhile, the President of the Republic of Kenya, William Ruto, responded positively to this proposal. In the same press statement, President Ruto said that the two countries would soon form a preferential trade agreement. In addition, President Joko Widodo also expressed Indonesia's interest in increasing investment in the Kenyan energy sector. Therefore, he asked for support from the Kenyan government to accelerate the investment. He also emphasized the need to immediately form a bilateral investment agreement between Indonesia and Kenya in the near future. In the health sector, President Joko Widodo hopes to expand cooperation between the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency of each country, particularly in pharmaceutical products and other medical products. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Lifeless like me, we miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here, they stare at me like souvenir. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever, said that you love me. But that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days I feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary. Cause I remember every hope so.
like presents unopened till this day. I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get past the taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days I feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary. Cause I remember every time. Do you ever think of me? Of me? Cause I think of you, think of you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. At frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, Indonesian President Joko Widodo wore traditional men's clothing from Tanimbar, Maluku, when attending the annual People's Consultative Assembly or MPR session and the joint session of the House of Representatives or DPR and DPD Regional Representative Council at the Parliament Complex Senayan last August 16. At the event, President Jokowi wore a headband Kaluyak Uke decorated with bird ornament named Somalai, shirt, trousers, and a cross sling made of woven cloth known as Brana scarf, as well as a white belt which was also made of woven cloth. The accessories worn are in the form of a necklace called Mamuat, according to Deputy 2 of the Chief of Presidential Staff Abednego Tarigan. The president's choice to wear the traditional Tanimbar men's dress has a passion to elevate the culture and clothing of Maluku Tanimbar tribe to be the highest state stage in Indonesia. Tanimbar traditional clothes contain a philosophy which is related to cultural identity, spirituality, and values of the Tanimbar community. For example, the motifs on the woven cloth worn by Jokowi have a special meaning. Tamata motif on the woven cloth worn by Jokowi symbolizes human dignity and worth. There is also a Kilunloan flower motif which symbolizes the importance of the position of women, which marks the perfection of a man. The necklace called Mamuat, which holds the meaning of commitment to a promise to live life. Meanwhile, Kaluyak Uke headband with Somalai accessories worn by President Jokowi also has a special meaning. The accessory symbolizes the responsibility of a man. The president's interest in traditional Tanimbar clothing had actually been conveyed during a working visit to Saumlaki, Tanimbar Islands District, Maluku Province, September 1, 2022. During the visit, the president received an extraordinary welcome from the public. Moreover, President Jokowi is the second president to visit Tanimbar. The president's first visit to Tanimbar was President Sukarno in 1958. The traditional Tanimbar clothes worn by President Jokowi were obtained and prepared by the Maluku Provincial Government. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ngarai Sianok or Sianok Ravine. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Jangan Berfoto. Jangan Berfoto, which means don't take pictures. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris, vlog community in the Sianok Ravine area, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. Chris responds to the warning from Sorta Uli. Let's listen to their conversation.
Hati-hati, Chris. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang.
Oh, baik. Aku penasaran ingin melihat dasar ngarai.
Nanti kita akan turun ke sana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Jangan berfoto, jangan berfoto, which means don't take pictures. I will say the words slowly twice each, and you can repeat after me. Hati-hati, hati-hati, which means be careful or watch out. Jangan, jangan, which means don't. Berfoto, berfoto, which means taking pictures. Di pinggir, which means on the edge. Jurang, jurang, which means ravine. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang, which means don't take pictures on the edge of the ravine. Penasaran, penasaran, which means curious. Melihat, melihat, which means to see or seeing. Dasar ngarai, which means the bottom of the ravine. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang, which means don't take pictures on the edge of a ravine. In that sentence, there is the word jangan, jangan, which means don't. It indicates a warning or prohibition. A statement indicating prohibition can be responded to by obeying or rejecting it. In response to complying with the prohibition, you can use the word baik, baik, which means all right. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of warning or prohibiting and responding to it in a conversation. Petugas, jangan memberi makan monyet di daerah ini. Jangan memberi makan monyet di daerah ini, which means, officer, don't feed the monkeys in this area. Chris, baik, terima kasih Bapak sudah mengingatkan. Baik, terima kasih Bapak sudah mengingatkan, which means, Chris, okay, thank you sir for reminding. Sorta Uli, jangan bersandar di pagar. Jangan bersandar di pagar, which means, Sorta Uli, don't lean on the fence. Chris, ah tidak apa-apa, pagarnya kuat. Ah tidak apa-apa, pagarnya kuat, which means, Chris, ah, it's okay, the fence is strong. The name Ngarai Sianok is said to have come from the word ngarai, which means valley or ravine, and Sianok, which comes from the word si and anok, which means the quiet one. The meaning of Ngarai Sianok implies a calm, beautiful, and soothing ravine. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Hati-hati, Chris. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang.
Oh, baik. Aku penasaran ingin melihat dasar ngarai.
Nanti kita akan turun ke sana.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia Today, with a conversation entitled Jangan Berfoto, Jangan Berfoto, which means don't take pictures. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Darilah Jawa Pergi ke Medan by Mukaddam Nagib. The song consists of a series of pantun or rhyming poetry. The song tells about a man who is in love and he only thinks of his lover. Well, listener, here is the song Darilah Jawa Pergi ke Medan by Mukaddam Nagib. Enjoy the song.
Makan tak enak, tidur tak tenang, tidur tak tenang. Hanya teringat adik seorang, hanya teringat adik seorang. Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.